This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I believe we're going to get some Krusty's Corner 2.0 right here and focus in on that defense. Segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. We're about 20 minutes away from Big Mike's presser. Here's Brian with some more of the corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody allowing me to do this. See what Bill Belichick said today about your Dallas Cowboys on defense?
Same team, right?
Issues are fixable. This is the same thing they ran into last year. Look at the draft. The draft is over. Free agency is over. I wouldn't expect a lot of big trades here. I think there's enough talent in Dallas to get this thing straightened out. But they got to look in the mirror and look at each other in the eye and say, we're going to do it.
Yeah, Micah says they have too many people trying to be Superman.
You know what? I don't know. This is where I'm at a disadvantage now. And I used to have an advantage because when I'd watch tape, I could walk down the hall and ask somebody a question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I probably could text the defensive coordinator and ask him a question. But he's up to his rear in alligators right now. Probably didn't want to be hearing from me. But I wonder if there's some things that they have tried to do scheme-wise. You know, when I mentioned the crash ends, and he played some 5-2 in that game. He played some 5-2 last week, and it kind of worked for him. And it just did it a couple of times in this game, and it seemed to work for him a little bit. But I wonder if where these fits are. And I keep using the word fits because when you're playing against a team that runs the way that, well, especially against the Ravens, because of all the read option stuff, you've got to play. Somebody's got to take the ball, and then somebody's got to take the defender without the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're playing kind of that way, and it's not easy to prep for in a week. But and then that's when they talk about preparation. You know, did they do everything? The study, was everybody on? You know, there's a lot of work that goes into defending this, but I wonder if the Cowboys just scheme-wise tried something in this game with their edges and their linebackers weren't on the page and their safeties weren't on the page and their corners weren't on the page, that they were going to try and say, okay, let's gamble a little bit with Micah, let's gamble a little bit with Tank and just play, see if we can force things, if we could get there before the ball. You know, because they got beat a couple of different times. I'll tell you another thing that really hurt them in this game was their tackling or lack of. You know, they were in position to have, when you guys go back and you get your NFL, the film that comes mm-hmm. to the NFL Network stuff or the
NFL com, Plus, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to see some situations where they had guys in position to make plays. I know with Overshawn, they had 17 missed tackles in that game yesterday, 12 of them on Henry.
Yeah,
in that football game. So to me, you know, that's one of those times where you look at it and you say, "Okay, we were in position, we couldn't finish." And I really did believe that when you look at Kendricks, you know, when you look at Overshawn, you know, guys like that, those guys finish. Those guys, you know, when you watch them tackle, they finish.
Mm-hmm.
But Overshawn didn't finish yesterday. You know, Kendricks led your team in tackles, but this is a problem with this team. When you get in position and you don't finish, then you have these huge plays, these explosive plays, these runs of 10 plus. that they give up. Because there are several times you're going to watch and go, oh, that's pretty good run defense right there. You know, gain of three. Oh, another one, gain of three. And then all of a sudden they hit you for a 17 or a 15 or something like that because you didn't tackle, you didn't take the right angle, and you just didn't have a guy in the gap or somebody playing in the gap.
Is because I was talking to John Owning about this, and he was talking about the amount of single high that they're playing and how does that then put them at a numbers disadvantage when you're playing specifically against a team like the Ravens where the quarterback can then run because now you're able to add another blocker for the quarterback that's unaccounted for. So now all the pressure is on, say, Donovan Wilson or whoever it is back there to fill. You don't have enough guys to be able to come up and rally.
It seemed like to me, though, and I need to go back and look at the metrics on this, is that they played a lot of eight men in the box yesterday. To try and I need to look at the number. Chief, do you have your next gen numbers up? Do they give you that number where they say how many times they play in the box or the numbers they play in the box?
I can try and find it here.
Yeah, because I was curious. Like I say, the thing that bothered me the most yesterday was the replacement or the lack of a replacement for a player that might have, you know, they're like, okay, we're gonna take a chance here. I mean, are you playing the scheme the right way?
Yeah.
And maybe that's when he's talking about hero ball and stuff like that. You know, are you doing what you absolutely have to do?
Tank's calling them that they're playing peewee level football.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if they're in the wrong place. They're just getting whooped on blocks. They're just getting blocked out of the play.
I'm going to tell you this, Dawson. Seriously, the Saints game was worse than this one.
Yeah.
It really was. The Saints game, when you sit down and you just...
They scored like six touchdowns in a row.
Yeah, and you watch it, you're thinking like, okay, you understand. The Saints physically just... I mean, there were guys on the ground in that game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This one, though, I just kind of feel like, though, to me, that there was some fit problems and lack of tackling problems that led to some self-inflicted stuff. Like we talked about Carson missing. That's a 57-yard play. Overshown in the hole. There was one time where it looked like it was going to be about a 3-yard gain. It ends up, Henry ends up to the outside, and it's a 17 yards. Or, you know, it was hard to watch because they had guys in positions to make plays. They just couldn't finish the plays. So to me, that's – I – when you start to look at this defense, is it, you know, the Saints?
That sounds like progress then.
Well, it
just got a long way to go.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, yesterday I thought the scheme let them down more so than the scheme and their inability to finish. That they got their ass handed to them against New Orleans. But I think when you watch this game, you're going to think, well, man, it didn't. Because I left the game yesterday thinking that it was like the New Orleans game. And it really wasn't. When you watch all 46 running plays or 48 running plays, how much they had, and you're thinking, okay, good job there, good job. Okay, here's a bust. And they're trying so hard not to give up stuff on the edge now. They're trying to run everybody to the edge and get in position. And what happens is they get everybody on one side of the field, and then the ball just cuts back. And they don't have anybody in position to make the play. You have to play with discipline. And I don't know if I like I say yesterday, I didn't see all the discipline that you really, really need, especially with the way that Jackson runs the ball. And when he pulls the ball, that's...
I've never seen Micah look frozen. I mean, Micah
was
like...
The Eagles, yeah.
You ever watch Hurts?
The Eagles did that to us.
He wasn't sure. Like, you could see, but, like, he was literally... Like, Lamar Jackson had him just completely stuck in quicksand.
I think there's things... I think he gets frozen because he doesn't trust what's happening behind him. I think that Micah might be really... Might be worried, like, okay, if I go flying down inside and try and make this play... Is there somebody that's going to replace me on the edge?
Yeah, but from what I understand, if you're that conflict player in the zone read or the whatever read option, you got to go for one of them. You can't stop.
Exactly. You're just in no man's land. Yeah. You know, like commit to one of them at least. By the way, it was 33.3% stacked box percentage for the Cowboys yesterday.
33%?
Yeah. So
I saw Werder put out that the Ravens called 74% of their offensive plays as designed runs, which is the most since 2006. 74% of that offense designed runs. They had 161 yards before contact, 113 after contact.
I mean, a lot of it's just the individuals like Damone Clark and Leafau aren't going to make plays. They're not going to diagnose properly. They're not going to close and finish the tackle properly. Your defensive tackles aren't good. And then you get the misdirection going, which draws me just a half step the wrong way before they flip it back the other. Now you're giving, you know, the offense leverage. Now I'm actually out of position. And even if I was in position, you would favor the other guy to beat me the majority of the times.
The thing, I think that Leafau played a ton against the Saints and wasn't good. He played a little bit in this game yesterday, and he was much better. I don't know if he's your base player, but playing him some of his snaps helped him in that game yesterday. And playing Overshown more might have hurt him a little bit. They need to figure out a balance there. And I know that Overshown is one of your guys that can close and tackle and all that, but playing him all those snaps I think hurt him yesterday. They need to get a better balance with those two guys. And Clark didn't play much at all in this football game. So we'll see. They also, like I say, Carlos Watkins, I didn't think was in the snaps that he got.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was a negative player.
Upgrade over Phil. Okay.
I mean, Linval Joseph was awful.
Linval Joseph was not good at all.
I got to ask you about Mozzie, though, because I remember yesterday I was like, I think this might have been Mozzie's best game.
It was. If you watch now. The thing with Mozzie, and you always, you know, the bar for him is low at times.
Yeah.
This was the most active it's been. This is the most disruptive he's been with throwing blocks off and getting to where he needed to be. There are a couple of times that they turned him and he lost the ball, and you could see it go through the middle, and they were able to get positive plays out of that.
Yeah.
But if you watch him play, and I say it again, the bar's kind of low for this guy. But this, as far as the Dallas Cowboys go, I'd be interested to see, and we'll see what Pro Football Focus throws that grade on him, but I don't think he was your worst defensive player yesterday.
Well, Pro Football Focus, John Oning, who will join us later this week.
320 Wednesday.
He was just raving specifically about the fourth quarter for Mozzie Smith.
Yeah, I think there was far more activity with him. There was far more of him getting rid of blocks, and there's still times where he's laid off the ball. There's still times you deal with that and you can tell. But Linval Joseph is a liability for you right now. at that, he just can't move anymore. And they single block him. They don't really even double team block him anymore.
Right. No need.
They single block him. So that's a problem. But I feel like that when you look at Osa, you look at Mazi, those were a couple of some positive guys in this on this defense. I know it's the defensive tackles, but they were far, far worse against the Saints than they were yesterday.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner 2.0 here in the G-Bag Nation. Most afternoons, 3:40 here on The Fan. Coming up next, it'll be time for the Mike McCarthy press conference. We'll get his thoughts on updated stories as you hit the late afternoon here on a Cowboys Monday on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.